Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're catching up with Coley here on a Sunday in Midland as the Saddies go for another series victory here on the road. Coley, hard to believe today's the last day of May. It's going to be June tomorrow. Team's in first place right now by half a game with a little less than 3 weeks left in the first half. What's your general assessment of where the ball club is right now?
We're in a great spot, man. I believe we got the right guys, the right people here. And I know we're going to compete every single day and play the right way every single day when we cross those lines. And again, a couple games, a couple days ago, but it's baseball. We need to turn the page, and we're ready to go today. Amen. All we need is a victory to win the series.
Series started with 25 and a third scoreless innings in a row. I mean, there's dominance, and then that's a whole nother level. When's the last time you've seen a pitching staff work like that?
Well, I would say 5 years ago when I was the bench coach here, Brandon Fatt and Tommy Henry, they did the same back-to-back shutout innings. But without mini scoreless innings, I don't even remember. But I know for sure there was 18 zeros.
Ashton Izzy was part of that. He starts again today. What did you see from him on Tuesday that allowed him to out-duel Wayne Lynn, who we see today again?
It's going to be a great matchup. I think they both are great hitter, great pitchers, and you know, he just getting better and better, man. You can see his mound presence, more confidence in the mound, and he's attacking hitter, mixing pitches well, and he's just not he's executing the right pitches in the right moment, and that's why he's been successful the past two outings.
You got Drew in the leadoff spot today. The team is 9-3 when he hits leadoff. What's your thought process of when you plug him into that top spot?
Well, I want him to be aggressive early in count. I know he's a fastball hitter, and he's getting better with the off-speed pitchers too. But I want to put pressure in the defense because I know he can steal bases, he can get on base, he walks, and I want him to get at least five at-bats today against the lefty. Like, you can see our lineup for the most part is every single guy is a lefty, so I want to take advantage of him and Torin, the only two righties in the lineup.
Manny hit his 20th yesterday, and I talked with Ty Wright on the pregame show yesterday about him, and I said, what's the difference between last year Manny, this year Manny? And he said confidence. Would you agree with that?
100%. And, you know, I was talking with Manny a couple of days ago, and, like, one of the reasons he's been so successful this year is because he played Winter League too. And, you know, we're facing big league pitchers in the Winter League, and he was playing almost every day down there. And, you know, he's a different guy this year, and he just trusts his instincts, and he's swinging the ball well.
Baseball's a long and winding season, right? There's ups and downs. Danny Cerretti's been struggling a little bit recently, got the big home run last night to help us win. What's the conversation like with him? Because he was going so great for so long, and now it's cooled off a little bit.
It's baseball, man.
Yeah.
They know, they find your weakness. You know, the other team, of course, they had resources. They know how to pitch him now. And, you know, you do great the first month and a half, 2 months. You don't have too many at-bats. And now you need to find a way to make adjustment when you walk to the plate. And this is how the baseball is. And I know he's struggling, but at the same time, he's putting the ball in play. He's doing the little thing. He's playing good defense. And there's not much you can ask.
Bernal came in last night in just a three-out save situation. And it seems like you guys are just trying to come up with situations to get him in the game, different situations, right?
Yes, man. We just want to throw all these guys in different situations and see what we got. You know, it's just 3 weeks away into the first half is over, and we want to have the best matchup in the mound and trying to win much game possible.
What's the conversation like about the standings? Because obviously, you know, there's still a little bit of baseball left to be played, but is that a daily conversation, or are people thinking about that as we wind down this first half?
Yeah, we talk about it,
yeah.
You know, because it's a big deal, you know, trying to win the first half and more for this franchise. We always, you know, have like in the end of the season last year, we won the championship. We went to the playoff, and 2 years past, it's like we love to win, man. And of course, players, you know, they're not dumb. They got the stats. They know the standings and their cell phone. They always talk about it. And of course, man, like, we just need to take care of what we in control, what we can. We don't have to worry about anybody else. We just need to win games and keep fighting all the way.
Coley, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.